all of the church's theology and teaching is intimately connected. It all tells a story. There's nothing that stands alone. When I was in seminary, we had a professor famous for trying to link all of these things for us. And at the end of the semester, after he had taught all of his principles, he'd give us a diagram. And this diagram connected everything. It was like a master web of how this influences this, and how because of this, then all of these things follow. And it was a great example for me of how everything means something and how everything is interconnected. And we can see this in our teachings and our dogmas on the Blessed Virgin Mary. Her immaculate conception and sinlessness is connected to the virgin birth, and it's connected to her perpetual virginity, and it's connected into the Assumption, which we celebrate today. All of these things that we believe about sin and humanity are at play in the person of Mary. I thought of an example came to me this morning of how a person who needs an organ transplant has to go through so much vetting, because you're introducing a foreign object into this person's body, say it, a kidney. And you have to go through all of this vetting process to make sure the body doesn't reject this new organ, this kidney, this foreign substance. And then when you find a match, then the body even has to go through a process where we take medications that reduce our immune system so that we actually become immunocompromised, so that our body doesn't fight this foreign object. Because we wouldn't introduce into our body something that wasn't like us. We actually have to drug ourselves up so that my body doesn't fight this organ that's trying to save my life. And I thought of that today in thinking of the Blessed Virgin Mary, who had to receive our Lord. She had to receive a divine person, and how she would not have been able to do that were it not for God's assistance, were she not full of grace. That's a title that we give to Mary, full of grace. And grace is a complete gift from the Lord. It's a complete, undeserved gift. And he gives this fully to Mary, that Mary would participate fully in the divine life. And because of this teaching, she's able to receive Jesus at his conception in her womb. Her body doesn't fight it, because our Lord had prepared her in advance to receive this great gift. And then at the end of her life, just as she was able to receive our Lord in a singular, particular way, so now he is able to receive her. She remained immaculately pure all throughout her life. She participated in the divine life fully all throughout her life. She was always full of grace. And because of this, at the end of her earthly life, our Lord was able to receive her into the womb of heaven, just as she was able to receive him in her womb. Heaven didn't fight Mary coming in, because she participated fully. She was like God in all things except a human person. And this analogy helped me understand this morning, that we too ought to participate in that life of grace. Each of us at the end of our lives want to die in a state of grace, so that heaven and our Lord wouldn't fight our coming in. Each of us has to participate in that, in a unique way, I as an individual and you each as individuals. We have to participate in that life of grace so that heaven would recognize us when we try to come in. At my ordination day, the first invitation that I sent had to be to my mother. What if I had sent an invitation to somebody else? No one would take precedence over my mother and her coming to that great celebration of my ordination. And so I imagine Jesus in the same way invited his mother into heaven first, as she welcomed him into this world that we experience. So he welcomed her first in a singular way, and we honor that assumption today. She wasn't able to go to heaven on her own. She had to participate in the divine life and be called by her son. And so today we honor her among the angels and the saints, and we ask for her intercession, that we too would participate in that life of grace and be welcomed by her son into Jesus's immaculate heavenly homeland forever.